okay.
Yes.
No, yes. No, it's
what?
Okay.
At what time?
Now, you will be called from the San Juan Airport at 8 o'clock.
When you say San Juan Airport, you mean?
What? International Airport.
International.
At 8 o'clock.
Yes.
And they'll call you at your house.
That's right.
And then the arrangements will be made. Now, can you bear with me for a few minutes now?
Yes.
At the other end,
yes.
Instructions have been given that the ambassador is to stay completely away from this.
Is to what?
Stay completely away from this.
Yes.
The arrangements over there are being made by one of the finest and most tactful men that I know, and that is Deputy Secretary of Defense, Mr. Vance.
Philip Vance.
Yeah, huh?
Philip Vance, you said?
No, they're being made by the Deputy Secretary.
Oh, yes.
The arrangement's over there. And I say he's one of the finest men I know.
This is Ty Vance, huh?
Yeah.
Your brush on him.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you that I know him, personally, not just officially.
Yeah.
And he's a very fine, human, tactful, gentle man. Now, I want to, have you got a pencil there?
Yes.
I want to give you a message, two messages to use when and as you see fit.
Yes.
One, a personal message, I guess you can't use my name in any way that runs any danger of being public. But I want to say that I am personally desolate about this.
Yes.
That I am fully aware of the great and wonderful thing that he did. Things that he did in the cause of peace and humanity. Cause of peace and humanity. And that it was for these that he gave his life. Have you got it?
The cause of peace
and humanity.
And humanity.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, second thing I want to say to you,
yes,
which you may use not with her, of course, but with JB or anybody you want to, is this. You know, carefully and discreetly. What I'm telling you is now absolute fact. I have checked this as I had to with the highest authorities in this government.
Yes.
There was unhesitating agreement. What has taken me time is not...
No, I didn't hear you, Abe.
I say there was unhesitating agreement.
Yes.
What has taken the time was not that, but it was to make the arrangements about the transportation and to get Vance and make the arrangements about the reception there.
Yes.
Now, I want you to know, too, and to use if you see fit.
Yes.
That we are quite aware, of course.
Yes.
That her presence there.
Yes.
Will add additional fervor.
Yes.
To the anti-U.S. demonstrations which will take place at the funeral.
Yes.
But that is not a relevant consideration.
Yes.
The relevant consideration is the human consideration.
Yes.
And we're all desolate about it, at the thought of her and her children and
yes.
This fine young man.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think under the circumstances is good, bad, or indifferent for me to accompany her?
Jaime, I just don't know. I really don't. I think it might be awkward for you.
Yes.
Because I think you would have to sit there and listen to a lot of extremely violent anti-American propaganda.
Yes.
And speeches. And I think that's the rough part of it. You see?
That is bad for what?
That is the rough, the difficult part of it.
Yes.
In other words, you'd be sitting there with her and in effect participating in what we expect will be an anti-U.S. demonstration.
Yes.
And I think in the circumstances that you might decide that you ought not be a party to that.
Yes. Yes, I don't want to be a party to that.
Yeah, that's what I'd be afraid of.
Yeah.
I think, again, that it's very important that this young woman get all the comfort she can, but I think that if there's some other way to do it, I would do it.
All right. Well, this includes having somebody else accompany her instead of me.
Yeah, it's just her and one undesignated person.
All right.
And if, Jaime.
Yeah.
If in the course of the morning.
Yes.
Anything special occurs to you.
Yes.
Call Vance or call me.
Yes.
And don't hesitate. Now, I want to tell you that we tried, but we probably will not be able to provide an unmarked airplane.
Yes.
You'll probably have to say U.S. Army or U.S. Navy or something, because that's all there is.
Yes.
And I'm sorry about that.
Well, this is,
but,
this is all right.
But over on the other side,
yeah,
they will make every effort to provide this thing in a, to do what they can in a completely tactful way. You know.
Yes.
I don't know, and Cy didn't know, just how successful it'd be, because, you know, it's a military situation.
Yes.
I mean, in terms of eliminating military and U.S. and trappings and so on.
Yes.
I doubt if they can do very much, but they'll try.
Let me say one last thing, Abe.
Yeah.
On this whole business.
Yeah.
It might probably be, or it might possibly be, that it would be desirable. From the U.S. standpoint, for me to accompany this lady until she can be turned over there to relatives or friends.
All right, now, if you want to do that,
yes,
the thing you have to do is to call Vance.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning. You see?
Yeah.
Or tonight, but tomorrow morning would be better. Because right now I have done exactly what you said. We have to specify, you know. And right now I've said that she would be there plus one person.
Yes.
And if it's going to be any change in that, let me know. And similarly, if she's to be met there at the base, you know.
Yes.
By somebody. I suppose you'd have to work out the arrangements for that with Vance, because I doubt if she can get in. You know, if say, her sister or somebody's meeting her.
Oh, I see.
And you'd have to work that out and probably get a little complicated.
Yeah, well,
but I don't know.
Well, anyhow, I think it's... No, I thought that she could go be myself, her, and somebody else, for me to take her to where it be. To this base, and then...
Well, that means, yeah.
And your person proceed, you see?
Yeah, that's another person, and if you want to do that, all you have to do is to call Vance.
Yeah, but you mean from here?
Sure.
Vance now? Oh, that's impossible.
Hmm?
That's next to impossible.
Is it?
Yeah. That'll be in the embassy.
Well, you can't get through there, huh?
All right, then I'll just take her to the international airport and the other person who might be with her, and I will not go.
Well, if you make up your mind finally that you want to do that, let me know in the morning and I'll try to get through.
And she will not be leaving here before 8:30 anyhow, will she?
Well, if you want it earlier.
Yes.
We'll try to work it out. I just said 8:00 arbitrarily because we had not set a time.
Oh, no, this is all right.
Okay.
This would be 7:00 by their time.
Yeah.
I am to wait at my house for a phone call.
That's right.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much, Abe.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Are you true? Are you true?